close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Kick me right out. Is this yours or mine? That's mine. That's mine. It's the old one.
And then they want them to move over.
You're trying to have all over, sir.
Sorry.
Just said turn the gavel over to the chairman.
Turn the gavel over to Chairman Wheatley. If the members of the public would exit quietly and quickly, please. We're still conducting business here.
Hey, back there. We're still having a meeting. Thank you. I banged the gavel. Nobody looked. Sorry. But that worked. Okay.
Chairman's back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1692, Frank J. Emmy Jr.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, land lying northwest of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 850 feet west of Love Creek, to be located on 1.51 acres more or less. I passed down the copy of the survey that was submitted with the application. DLDOT provided written comments on August 11th of 2009 in reference that a traffic impact study was not required and that the current level of service E will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided written comments on August 6th of this year. They reference that the site's located in the Angola Neck planning area. Wastewater capacity is not available at this time. That system connection charge rates have not yet been determined. The proposed use will use an on-site septic system. That when the county provides sewer service, a connection to the system is mandatory. And that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and a concept plan would not be required. And that's all we received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. And I'll bet you're Mr. Emmy.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Come on up here to the microphone. Okay. I need you to state your name for the record.
My name is Frank J. Emmy Jr.
Thank you, sir. You heard what our assistant director read into the record regarding your application. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, when the Pelican Landing LLC was approved about a year and a half ago, that leaves my property as the only property between Peddler's Village and Love Creek that isn't commercial. And he never approached me to buy mine, but all the neighbors. So I just, you know, thought that maybe, you know, I should get mine, try to get it rezoned as a commercial for, you know, later I could maybe put it to some use when he does the shopping center, which it's basically all around the property.
Okay.
And I'm the only residential property left on that side of the road. So I don't have any specific plans at this time, but I was made known that, you know, it could take up to 2 years to get it approval, and they haven't started anything over there yet, so, you know, that's where I'm at.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
You may.
What research did you do to find out what the adjacent zonings are? I mean, we know a Pelican
Well,
Landing.
I know from, I was here at the hearings for the Pelican Landing, and that goes all around my property, and on the other side is a motel, the Love Creek. It's called the Bay Breeze Motel, and across the road from me is the Angola Marine, and it's basically, I'm the only property in it. It isn't, you know, and then you go all the way down to Peddler's Village, and I'm the only residential property left there.
The reason I ask is just because when we were looking at the site plan and talking to Mr. Abbott, I think what we need to make clear is there's Pelican Landing that everybody recalls that one. It was in the past year or two, maybe. Around it is actually zoned AR. It's just pre-existing non-conforming uses, like the hotel. It has a commercial use, but that's because it predated zoning, and same thing with the marine. Now, when you get down to the corner where there's the greenhouses and the crabbing pier and all that, that's actually zoned marine, so that is zoned for that. But it's just that those uses, while they are apparently business or commercial, they're actually, because they predated zoning, the land is actually zoned AR. So.
That was brilliant.
Hmm?
That was brilliant.
Thank you. Well, while we're on that, Mr. Robertson, looking at the site location map that was provided to us, mm-hmm. It appears as though there's some other land that wraps around it that perhaps is AR1 as well.
That's where that motel.
Anything that's not marked as AR1. Okay. Or the tax maps don't show any non-conforming uses.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Emmy, approximately how many feet would you say you are from the Love Creek Bridge?
I think the survey says 850 feet.
Yeah.
Is that from Love Creek, or is that from the bridge itself?
I can't be sure.
Bless you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions at this point.
All right, sir. Burton.
No questions for me.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question. Excuse me. I don't think it's fair to ask you, Mr. Emmy, but hopefully somebody could tell me. This site is just barely over a half acre.
Right.
What would support this site? This is a question that sort of came up with that Workman's store. If this change of zone was ratified by and recommended by county council, when you put in a commercial entrance and the different things, how much of a buildable area would Mr. Emmy have on this site? Because I'm wondering, would it just support like a photo mat, or could it be a something more significant? Clearly, like a CVS couldn't go on a site this small.
I might be able to shed a little bit of light on that. It's not unusual for municipalities and other jurisdictions to have lot coverage requirements. They'll range anywhere from 25% to 50%, meaning that you can't cover more than that. So, you're looking at a half acre, right?
Right.
So certainly nothing any bigger than 5 or 10,000 square feet probably.
On the ground floor. And then get more than that, then you've got parking.
But you've got parking issues. Uh-huh. It'd be pretty limited as to what you could do.
Mickey D's?
Beg your pardon? I don't think you got enough room. I don't think you have enough width for McDonald's.
Del Dot usually takes anywhere from 10 to 15 feet.
They'll take
fade away.
Parking
is
too much.
Sir, I was thinking maybe a lawyer's office or a real estate office or flower shop or something along those lines.
We got two right here, one of each here.
What's that now?
They can go together, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, I could lease both of them. And it's something, I wasn't thinking of putting like a McDonald's on there or anything like that,
I wouldn't either.
Right.
That was my question.
I think you're looking at small office buildings, possible small retail, small service.
That's what I had in mind.
Pretty limited.
I was going to wait to see when he built, he's got a 16-acre shopping center going in there. And I was going to see what there may be a need for or something like that. I may even sell it down the road when I retire, the 40 years.
Would you say, I'm just asking you a question here, would you say that your primary motivation for getting the zone changed would be to bring it more in line with what adjacent uses actually are and nearby zone, recent nearby zoning
Yes.
changes? Okay. I was just wondering if that's what you were thinking.
Who's up? I forgot. You?
I'm not.
Oh, no. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay, Council, any questions?
Just, you know, to follow up on that, why did you go straight CR, though, if Pelican Landing was B1?
I don't know. I went to the office of the Planning and Zoning, and I asked them what, you know, they said, you need $500, and here's the application. And they recommended that I go with the CR1.
Who did you talk to?
It might have been Lawrence, but it was someone in the office. It might have been one of the girls at the office. And, you know, I said, I don't know exactly what, and she said, CR1. I don't know.
The situation with that is that the office, just like these fellows sitting up here, we're not to give legal advice, right. And that's essentially maybe what you need a little bit of. The office staff can only tell you what the ordinance is.
Right.
They really can't tell you what you
should
do. No,
they didn't tell
do,
me what exactly okay? what to do. But I think that was...
I think
there was only... there wasn't too many options, I don't think.
Well, the concern that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
The concern that I have, and I think some of my fellow commissioners have, is that the CR1 zoning classification is rather intense for a site this small, and that, now just speaking for myself, while I can see why you would want some type of non-residential zoning, okay, the B1 is less intense, and it already exists in close proximity to your property.
I don't know what the B1 is.
It's neighborhood business.
Okay.
So it's the things we were talking about, those kinds of things. But not, wouldn't be a...
Could I change it to that?
Shopping center. Unfortunately, you really can't change it to that tonight. But since you don't appear to be in a big hurry, and since our backlog is down some, one suggestion, one thought that might be that you might just want to... Now, I'm not giving you any advice.
Yeah, let's end it right there.
He's killing me.
Yeah.
He ain't going to attorneys, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. But if I could, what I would say... No, I can't do that either.
No. I don't have to reapply, do I?
What you need to do is... Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
You need to go get some advice. You need to go talk to an attorney or an engineer that's familiar with land use, because it's not as simple as filing an application and getting it approved. I mean, it's really not, particularly if you're going for CR1 or B1. I mean, it's, you know, and particularly in this location, you need to get some advice on whether, in the first place, some good advice on whether it's a good idea or not, or, and then secondly, you know, whether it's appropriate, you know, and how you need to proceed and make a case for yourself. And I'm not saying that you're going to get approved or denied by this commission or county council, but keep that in the back of your mind.
Well, we only make a recommendation anyway.
Well, we will have to have a motion made and some type of recommendation since the application's come in front of us.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, the site is so small that some of the more outlandish uses, even though if it was to get a CR zoning, would... Just the size of the site would preclude that from happening. I mean, it's just impossible. So it's not like it's a 20-acre site, you know, and then who knows what could happen to it. So, you know, just the sheer minimal size of it is worth considering.
Well, what has happened in the past in situations like this, where there was some perhaps misunderstanding of how the ordinance worked, was we have allowed reapplications without charging the fee a second time. But that's something we'll have to consider when testimony's over.
And use some kind of an expedited...
Well, yeah, and that would be fairly easy to do now.
Right now,
I don't think you can expedite it any faster.
I don't think we can do it any faster now.
Yeah. Public notice period keeps it.
But that's something that we can discuss when we discuss the final. Okay, sure. So, any further questions, Council, Mr. Abbott, anything? All right, sir. You're right, Mr. Burton. Did I leave you out? I'm sorry. No,
yeah, you did.
I didn't have any questions.
Okay.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, any place is fine. We're going to see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
No, not there.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1692, Frank J. Emmy Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1692? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to stay to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.